Well, welcome to the Heritage Sunday sermon or celebration of 191 years as a church here called Bethel Methodist Church that eventually in 1968, because of a merger, became the Bethel United Methodist Church. Now, I wanted to take a subject and just talk about remember. Remember where we came from. Remember all the heritage that we have at this church. And the heritage that we have in this beautiful country, the United States of America. What a wonderful time to remember. You know, God created us in such a way that we have a brain that allows us to remember. So when we lose someone in our family to a death or some other reason, losing somebody is hard. And I think most of us at one time or another has lost someone in our lives that we truly love and was truly dear to us. Perhaps death, perhaps through divorce, or even ending of a relationship. Perhaps our children has grown up and left the nest, so to speak, and perhaps a friendship had ended. But no matter how we have lost someone, our brains will go through a complicated process that we call grief. Now, grief essentially means that our brain is trying to adapt to a new reality in which someone who was a significant part of our everyday lives are now gone. Now, I really loved this particular setting. And the 10 years that I've been here, we would have people that was raised in this area, and they would come and they would remember swinging off of that tree into the pond swimming. Carol Koski, Joanne George, and there was many. I don't want to forget anybody, but they would tell us as they remember the special time that they had here in this little community called the Bethel Pond, which eventually became the Bethel Methodist Church. But we remember. Now, we as human beings we're relational creatures, and we actually understand our own self and defined our self-identity through relationships with others. And that's what Heritage Sunday is all about. That's when we lose someone close to us, and we think, now, we haven't really lost anything pertaining to the church, but we have lost a lot of people who were a part of this church for the years and years and years, and look at the ones that were our forefathers, our foremothers in this church, and how they sacrificed and they remembered the church in their wills. It's really a cool thing. But in a sense, we have a good part of grief that's reassessing who we are without that person or without that relationship. And we spend time often reevaluating our lives and our self-concept, our belief, and the relationships that we had with that person that we grew up with in this church. And just, we relive memories. It's a wonderful thing. I think this Heritage Sunday thing is something that is really special because it takes us to a time where we can remember. Remember that significant relationship. And then how it will impact us going forward. This little church has a bright future because of Christ, most importantly because He is the head of the church, but also the people who became a part of this church. So think about it. If you ever had a tumultuous relationship with somebody, you may come out of your grief with a renewed sense of self-purpose and learning about future relationships. And if you're struggling with a complicated situation or relationship with maybe somebody who had passed on, and you review memories in your mind and understand that relationship in a new way and find closure in ways that you could before. So if you have lost a true love, you may come to terms with the value and the beauty that relationship brought to your life and the love that nourished you. So no matter what kind of relationship it was, this is what I'm thinking. you will go through a grieving process. Now, there's a lady by the name of Frances O'Connor and wrote a book called The Grieving Brain, and she notes in her book about the healing power of memory. And that's what we're thinking about today, remembering all the 191 years that this church was founded and all the people who's come through here. And then it helps us emerge from grief in a healthy and a positive way. So invoking memories and sharing those memories with others gives us fodder for helping us through whatever grieving process we're going through. So memories comfort us and help us stay connected to our loved ones in a brand new healthy way. Now, I know I'm mixing church and personal relationships and all that kind of stuff, but it's a situation about life itself because of loss, whether it's death or whatever kind, it's disconnection. Then memory can be viewed as a means of reconnection. This is why memories and memory sharing is encouraged in the wake of a memorial service, as well as in the continuing lives of people that we love. I like remembering. I hope you do too, even though sometimes it's hard to think about some things because not all memories are good, and we realize that. But keeping those kind of memorial connections with loved ones can give them a sense that their loved one remains present in their lives. Not in a way that the person was before, that's for sure, but in a new and a comforting way in the present and the future. So the question is this: how can we keep our connections with loved ones fresh and vital and yet still move on in our own lives and become all that we were meant to be? Now, I'm talking about personal relationships for sure, but it's also the same way in church relationships. So some suggest maybe storytelling, story sharing, prayers, meal times. We're going to eat here, by the way, after this service. Special occasions, Heritage Sunday, ritual, celebratory occasion, planting seeds in love of a person's honor or creating a significant legacy. And by engaging in these kinds of activities, our memories keep our loved ones and their meaning and influence of our lives alive in our minds and our hearts. So celebrating life and significant relationships, finding a sense of closure through healing memories, is the surest way to help us move on with security, comfort, and more importantly, grace. Now, the scripture that we read today in John's Gospel, we see Jesus' disciple experience in a third flashback. Remember, I was telling you after the resurrection, and now the lectionary's taking us back to flashbacks as they remember Jesus' words and his comforting demeanor. Now, I can imagine that they can feel the peace that he tried to impart. Jesus told them things on purpose so that he could help them move forward. "Now I have said these things to you," he said, "while I was still with you. But," I love the buts, "the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, who the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you." Now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. And then he said this to him: "So do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I am going away, and I am coming to you." What a beautiful gift that Jesus left them and us. He encouraged them to remember. He assured them in his presence. He bade them not to be troubled. He blessed them with his peace, and they understood at last that they would always be connected to him as long as they remembered who he is and their relationship with him. I think the beauty of Jesus' words to his disciples that day and the comfort of those words now give to them in the wake of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection allowed his followers to move forward. That's where we are 2,000 plus years later, as Jesus is still the head of the church. And it allowed them to realize that they would always stay connected to Him. Now in a new and a vital way through the coming of the Holy Spirit. Now we have history on our side. We know that already happened. But they would remember Him through stories, and the stories would someday become the Gospels. They would remember Him through prayers and healing and love in a way that they would treat each other the way He had treated them. They would remember Him at mealtime. And every time they would gather to break bread together, they would remember His words at the Last Supper. And they would remember Him at the special occasions and through the mission. They would call the church. Most of all, they would remember Him by carrying on His initiatives, His mission in the world, and they would plant seeds of hope and healing in His honor. That's why His Heritage Sunday is so important, because we are part of that, carrying the message forward. Now, they would create the greatest legacy in the world has ever known. As we look at these in a sense of flashbacks, the disciples' experience in the aftermath of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, it would fuel their mission into the world and solidify their faith. Faith and confidence are synonymous. So today, as we continue to remember, that's my theme for Heritage Sunday, continue to remember. Even though we haven't seen Jesus in person, we know Him through the grace and love of the Holy Spirit, our advocate, who continues in relationship with us still today. We remember Jesus and get to know Him through the stories of the disciples passed down for our benefit in our scriptures and in the Gospels. And the more we tell them and seek His truth within, the more we come to know Him and feel His presence with us. That's amazing. He is here. His presence is here, celebrating with us as we celebrate 191 years of the ministry of the Bethel Methodist, and then became the Methodist United. It was wonderful. So we remember the head of the church, who is Jesus, and we remember Him with prayers and mealtimes and sharing. We remember Him with rituals and songs and worship. We remember Him with the scents and the images and the sounds. We remember Him in our mission to love as He loves. You know that? We as disciples of Jesus? Yeah. Modern-day disciples, we honor His life, His death, more importantly, His promise and His return. Not only did He promise the Holy Spirit and He sent it to us, He also promised to come again, and we are waiting for Him to do that. As we feel His presence around us this morning, He grants us His peace, He grants us His love, He grants us new life. So today we continue Christ's legacy in our gatherings that we call the church, or in this case, we call Bethel Church. We heal, we love, we learn, we grow. We plant seeds of hope in lives of others, and we celebrate the moments that He bids us to remember. So in the coming next few weeks, we will celebrate Jesus' ascension, the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, His life, His legacy, and love for all. You know how many all is? All people. And may these memories nourish you with the life that Jesus has to offer. And may His presence fill you and lift you into a brand new place in your life as we continue on with that relationship with Christ and continue on and understand the purpose of the church. So no matter what is happening in this season or this day, do not be troubled. Do not be afraid. Scripture is full of that. You know, do not be afraid. You hear that Jesus telling them all along. Do not be afraid, because Christ's peace be with you. The Holy Spirit infuse you with His presence. And know that you are loved, for He is with you to the end of the age of grace. Wow! remember, remember, remember. So grateful that you tuned in today, and hope and pray that we will see you in person sometime in church. God loves you, and so do we.